This is the Football Japan Minute Cast. Hello listeners, I'm Ben Mabley with the Minute Cast on Monday the 5th of March 2012. And domestic Japanese football is back. A week ahead of opening day in J1, the second tier got their season underway yesterday. 24 hours after the traditional curtain raiser, with Japan's equivalent of the Community Shield on Saturday. Find out what happened in just a few seconds. While J-League title holders Kashiwa Reysol clinched the first silverware of the new season, with a 2-1 victory over Emperor's Cup winners and J2 champions FC Tokyo in the Fuji Xerox Super Cup in the capital on Saturday. Despite opening the game in rather sluggish fashion, Reysol took the lead after 26 minutes with a moment of inspiration from one of their Brazilian stars. Jorge Wagner collected the ball in midfield after a scrambled clearance from the back. And as the Tokyo defenders fatally stood off and allowed him time and space, the 33-year-old set his sights and fired beyond Hitoshi Shiota from almost 30 yards. The advantage was doubled shortly before half-time, after veteran forward Hideaki Kitajima was clumsily bundled over in the penalty area by Masato Morishige. Wagner's compatriot Leandro Dominguez made no mistake with the resulting spot kick, placing it calmly into the net high to the keeper's right. Tokyo earned a lifeline 20 minutes into the second period through new signing Aria Jazuru Hasegawa. The former Yokohama F. Marinos midfielder saw his initial effort parried by Takanori Sugeno, but pounced to head home when Kashiwa defender Wataru Hashimoto failed to clear the rebound. Ranko Popovic's side steadily recovered their momentum thereafter in search of an equaliser, but they were unable to break down the champions' resistance, despite a lively cameo appearance from former Japan international Naotake Hanyu. The two newly promoted sides from the third tier Japan Football League endured a tough start to life in the fully professional ranks as the J2 season kicked off on Sunday. Matsumoto Yamaga, who finished fourth in the JFL last season, put up a determined showing in the first half of their trip to former Japanese champions Tokyo Verdy. But they were undone by 2 goals in 7 minutes early in the second. Yuki Kobayashi and Josima are the scorers. Meanwhile, Machida Zelvia, now under the stewardship of Argentinian World Cup winner Osvaldo Ardiles following the departure of Popovic to FC Tokyo, went down by another 2-0 scoreline away to Ehime FC. Elsewhere, Vanfore Corfu and Avispa Fukuoka both made a good start in their bids to return to J1 at the first attempt, winning 2-1 at home to Tochigi SC and Roasso Kumamoto respectively. However, Montedeo Yamagata were beaten 2-0 at Jeff United Chiba. Three more talking points to finish up with, and Shinji Kagawa put the memories and jet lag of Japan's midweek friendly defeat behind him to score the winning goal as Bundesliga leaders Borussia Dortmund clinched a 2-1 victory at home to Mainz. Elsewhere, Robert Cullen and Maya Yoshida both scored late on to dramatically turn a 1-goal deficit into a 2-1 win for VVV Venlo over NAC Breda in the Dutch Eredivisie. Finally, the group stage of the AFC Champions League gets underway this week, with Gamba Osaka hosting Pohang Steelers of South Korea and FC Tokyo travelling to Brisbane Roar on Tuesday. Nagoya Grampus entertain Korean side Sungnam Ilhwa Chunma, and Kashua Raesol visit Buriram United of Thailand on Wednesday. Well, that's all from me. Join us again next Monday for a roundup of all the opening day action in J1. As champions Kashua take on Yokohama F. Marinos, and Sanfrecce Hiroshima welcome back some familiar old faces at Urawa Reds. Bye for now.